This is Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, joined by Lansing Lugnuts outfielders DJ Neal and Reggie Pruitt. It is April 15th, 2019. 1919 was when Jackie Robinson was born. It's 100 years later. April 15th, 1947, 72 years ago, he made his Major League Baseball debut crossing the color line for the Brooklyn Dodgers. And before we get into Jackie and in context, Reggie, let's start with you. What's your background to bring you up to this point?
I grew up in a good home. Family was all together, which I was fortunate to have, and I know some people aren't fortunate enough to have that. So I had that going for me, and I grew up probably in the suburbs of the Atlanta city. And so I've been to the other parts of Atlanta and seen how it can get and how some people aren't as fortunate to grow up in the environment that I grew up in. And I grew up in that environment my entire life, and I think it kind of helped me be the type of person that I am today and help me get ultimately to professional baseball where I am right now.
DJ, how about your background?
So I also grew up in the urban parts of Atlanta as well. Fortunate to have both of my parents still in my life to this day. But there were also areas like and the parts of Atlanta where, you know, there were kids that were trying to get to where we are now professional baseball wise that, you know, just didn't have the background and have the push to get there. So one thing I can say is that it's just, you know, it's a blessing to be here for, you know, all the black athletes, not just, you know, just me and Reg, but like overall, like it's just, you know, it's a proud moment to be here right now.
Yeah. DJ, in context, Jackie Robinson, the day that he debuted in the major leagues and seeing every major leaguer wear number 42, what does Jackie Robinson mean to you?
He's an inspirational man. So growing up, I wasn't too big and, you know, into sports, but one guy that came across my mind was definitely him because I heard so much about him and his background. And he's also, I feel like he's pushed a lot of black athletes, you know, just keep going, whether it's baseball or football or soccer or whatever the case may be. But good guy, good spirit, left some good, you know, good words in my mind to always think about in this, you know, in this generation and day till now. So I feel like he left a pretty good, you know, mark on me.
Reggie, personally, was Jackie Robinson mean to you?
Yeah, it's he's I guess an icon among African American players, and like DJ was saying, in any sport. And just to go back and think about, obviously we never played or never had to endure what he went through, but it's a blessing now that we're able to play without being harassed throughout the day, without having to stay at a different team hotel, without having to use a different bathroom or a different water fountain at that. So for what he did for us as an African American culture and kind of took that burden on and played through it and still to be one of the better players in the game to this day. And back when he played too, he's definitely like a superhero to a lot of African American athletes.
As an African American athlete, do you feel like you represent something more than yourself?
Yeah, I mean it's a tough world we live in today, and sometimes I feel personally that some people look at African-American athletes differently than other athletes and whatnot. So we definitely like to have a standard that we like to uphold and hold ourselves to that standard, like he did in the way of how he kind of turned the other cheek when he was harassed and stuff like that. But just going about our daily business and keeping it really professional every day.
Yeah, not only going about the daily business, it's kids in, like, you know, maybe his area or I know in my area that definitely look up to us as black athletes. So it's just like, you know, whatever you go through, it's ways to, you know, keep going from that. So for me, I know my striving point is knowing who's back home, who's looking over me, who's watching over me, who's keeping up with my stats, family as well. So it's just that's what keeps me going. That's, you know, that's a pinpoint for me. So.
DJ, there's the constant question, how is it that there can be more outreach to bring more African-American youngsters into baseball rather than football and basketball? You were a football and a baseball star. Do you think that there are steps that can be taken?
I follow my dreams. I follow my heart. It got to a point where I had to make a decision, you know, like from college. But for me, it's just, you know, do what you love, weigh your opportunities. And from there, I think the rest just roll downhill.
Yeah. Reggie, what do you think?
Yeah, I mean, it's not necessarily baseball, but it's, I feel like in the world we live in today as well, between gang violence and all that stuff, all the stuff outside of baseball, it's more to keep, I guess, African-American kids out of trouble and off the streets and the life that you really don't want to live and the life that you don't want to end up on. You don't want to end up on that track. I feel like sports in general can keep a lot of those guys out of those situations. So whether it's baseball, football, or basketball, or any sport at that, just the fact that they'll have something that they're passionate about so that they don't end up on the wrong track one day, or they don't end up in jail or killed or, yeah, anything like that. So I feel like sports in general is kind of a way to just keep not just African Americans, just keep any kids safe so that they stay out of trouble and kind of find something to get behind and be passionate about.
Is there somebody currently in, let's say, Major League Baseball that either of you look up to and say, this guy is setting the right example?
So I love Jason Hayward. I grew up an Atlanta Braves fan, so when he was with Atlanta, you know, I just watched him a lot. And he used to come in our area a lot, like Lake Point, East Cobb area, play a few games. Now I actually saw him as a kid a lot. So I look up to him when it comes to, you know, just a baseball guy in general, just a level-headed spiritual guy as well. He's one of those good-hearted guys that, you know, that I would want to, you know, piggyback off and be just like. So
Reggie,
for me, in the past, I mean, he's not playing now, but Mike Cameron, I got to play a lot of time with his son Daz. We played for a couple years in the summer, and Mike's kind of one of those, to this day, he's a stand-up guy, and I knew stories about his career, how he just respected the game, and he out there and just put his work in every day and wasn't really all about him. He kind of put his head down, kept it professional, and always did his thing. And then I guess I have to go current players right now. A guy that's actually from our area too, Dwight Smith Jr. Yeah. He's, whether he knows it or not, we all kind of look up to him too, just him being from our area and everything that he's done. He's the same way, and I've got to hang out with him on the field and off the field, and he's the same guy no matter what. He's really charismatic. He makes you feel comfortable whenever you're around him. So, and I mean, obviously he's a great ball player as well. So kind of trying to follow in that guy's footsteps.
Yeah. Reggie Pruitt, DJ Neal, thank you both very much.
No, thank you.
Yeah, have a good one. Thank you. Happy birthday, by the way, Jesse.
Yeah, happy birthday, Jesse.
This is April 15th. This is Lugnuts Baseball.